If only you would prepare your heart and lift your hand to Him in prayer. Abandon your sins and leave behind all iniquity. Then your face will shine with innocence. You will be strong and be free of fear. You will forget your suffering. It will be like running water. Your life will be more radiant than noonday, and darkness will shine like the morning. I love this verse, which is verse 16 in the book of Job, chapter 11. You will forget your suffering. It will be like running water. Here, he's making a contrast between forgetting suffering and water which is running all the time. You can observe water carefully and notice the water is there this minute, but in the blink of an eye, it's no longer there because it simply runs. The same thing can happen when we remember those things that once were hard for us. I do not know if you have done an exercise where you sit down to remember those experiences you once lived which were hard on you. And when you remember them, perhaps they steal a smile from you. Or perhaps that memory will make you look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, Lord, because if you had not been there with me, I would not have been able to withstand those situations." I do not know if you have ever done this exercise, where you sit with someone as though you were running into an old friend, and you sit down to share memories, or you sit down to share memories with a relative you have not seen in years, and you begin to remember when you were little, when they came to your house to visit, or when you spent Christmases together, or those situations that put them in troubles. We can start laughing. "Look, do you remember when you did this or that?" And our parents were going to hit us and we started laughing. Someone said, "To remember is to live." I believe that memories are something we can never forget. They are situations that life made us confront. Some good, others not so good. But thanks to those situations and those moments that God allowed us to live, we were able to learn certain things in our life that today we have put into practice, which had been useful to us. So we can either remember and smile, or we can remember and cry. When you remember things that happened in your life, what do? Cry? Laugh? Give thanks? Or you simply say, "Lord, this is something that I never, never would want to live again." There are many who say, "I would not wish to anyone what I went through, not even my worst enemy." There are situations that were so hard on you, which can enter your memory. And if someone asks you about them, about those thoughts, you simply dismiss them and say, "I prefer not to talk about the matter." There are things in our past that prompt us to say, "I don't want to talk about it. It's already dead." But it turns out that it is more alive than ever. We think that time heals, but it has not been like this. The only thing time has accomplished is for a root of bitterness to grow, a root of rejection and pain, to such extent that when something happens in your life that reminds you of that situation, you run, you cry in panic, and you hide. or you simply wear an armor so thick with which you say, I am not going through that. I am not going through what I went through again. This is not going to happen to me twice. Quite often we think that the correct way to safeguard our heart is avoiding the situations. I hope you understand me. Lifting up the rug, taking the dirt, putting it under the rug, closing it and saying, This already died. This ends right here. But what happens if you have to experience the same thing again? What happens if there comes a time when you find yourself in front of that situation you were never able to overcome? Are you going to drop the course? It is like when you were in college, and at the beginning of the first semester, you signed up for a required course which you do not like. And you begin studying it, but you decide to stop. So you drop the course and study the others. You can drop the course during the second semester, then again during the third semester. But I can assure you that when you get to your last semester, the first thing they will tell you is, you can't graduate until you take and pass that course. The same thing happens to us in life. There are things that we cannot ignore. They are prayer requests that perhaps you bring to God about situations that you do not want to happen, but they will end up happening anyway. It is the circle of life. But the good news I have for you today is that when you let God rule in you, He will make you have the wisdom and strength to be able to face each situation, making you understand that you are not alone, that He is with you to strengthen you, to help you, to fill you with fortitude and vigor so you can overcome what happened. Consequently, Job's friends say to him, Job, it is important if there is something wrong in your life, you recognize it. If there is something you need to put in order, do it. Because if you do it and recognize in front of God that you failed in something, He will forgive you and come into your life in such a powerful way that the painful things you are remembering one morning would no longer be painful for you. Rather, you will see them. You will see your past like passing water, like a passing event, like something that had to happen and left behind a good teaching. And now it only makes you remember how good God is and how in the midst of that process, in the midst of that difficulty, in the midst of that difficult moment, when you thought you could not go on anymore, He sustained you, He helped you, He strengthened you. It is the same thing I am coming to tell you by means of this audio. You can remember with pain, or you can sit, remember, and smile. Say, thank you, Father, because each blow only took me to you, because each circumstance only made me see that in my own strength I could not have handled it, because each situation I did not want to live, I had to, but you were always there. Today, I can look at the past and say, thank you, because I don't remember what hurts me. I remember the healing you performed in the midst of each situation. Beloved friend who is listening to me, nothing or no one can change what happened. Nothing or no one can restore what you are living today. Only God and He alone can heal your heart to the point of making you see the things that happened like running water from a river, which were there at a moment, which have to be there, but today they are not there. And today there is no running water, no life water. So today I am going to pray for you, if you let me, so God will heal everything in your heart, so that tomorrow you can sit down and may those memories no longer draw a tear, but bring out a smile. Because while there is life, there is hope. You are alive today, so there is hope. Yes, what happened yesterday cannot be changed today, but this today can be transformed by God. So when it affects you, when it affects your tomorrow, you can sit down and laugh and say, "Thank you, Father, because today I understand why I can see today, why today I can realize that everything worked for the best." Father, today I cry out for each person who is receiving this audio. How awful it is, Lord, when there are wounds that have not been healed, and every memory becomes a headache. Every memory becomes a little bitter drink, because we have not yet understood that everything is part of the life cycle. And it is necessary for the pain to remind us that we are alive and we need from you, that separated from you, we can do nothing. Hence today, I pray for each person who is receiving this word. I do not know what marked them in the past, but what I know today is that in this today, in the present, you can heal what happened yesterday, restore what is happening today, so we can enjoy tomorrow and today say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, because I know this audio is not coming by chance to every life. It's not by chance, beloved friend, who is listening to these words today. It's not by chance. You have been a prisoner of your pain. You have been imprisoned in jails of pain, of sadness. But today, I come with good news to tell you that as of today, you did not know, but now it only depends on one decision, that you let God give you His love, restore you, so you can understand that everything works for the best. To those who love God and understand His purpose, everything works for the best. And besides, do you know what? The tears you shed were sold. And you know what happens in God? From the tears that you sowed yesterday out of sadness for pain that was caused to you by rejection, today, trees of justice, love, and smiles will be born, because you will gather with joy. Father, I bless each life, and today I ask, Lord, that your life be manifested where there is death, where hope lacks, where there is disappointment, where there is sadness and frustration. May your love shine to such an extent that everything is transformed, and today, may the desire to live return each day in the name of Christ. Thank you, Lord. While there is life, there is hope. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Receive a hug. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos.